The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Anna Kogal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the March issues of Glamour and 17 magazines. And just real quick, do you know what day tomorrow is? Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, welcome back. March 15th, middle of the month already, and March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, is coming right up. According to legend, St. Patrick was born in the early 4th century AD in Western England, but no one knows exactly when or where. At age 16, he was captured by Irish raiders, who carried him to slavery in Ireland. Patrick escaped after 6 years and entered an English monastery, where eventually he became a bishop. He returned to Ireland as a missionary and dedicated himself to converting the Irish to Christianity. Today, on March 17th, celebrations and parades mark the anniversary of his death in 492. It is a national holiday in Ireland and has been celebrated in America since 1737, when a group of Irish Protestants met in Boston to honor St. Patrick and founded a group called the Charitable Irish Society. Well, what are you doing for St. Patrick's Day, other than dressing in green, maybe? Alrighty. Well, last week I almost finished the March horoscopes. I got through Aries through Scorpio, but I didn't get Sagittarius through Pisces. So I'm just going to quickly finish that up. So horoscopes for March, if you are a Sagittarius, with feisty Mars in your sign, you'll feel turbocharged in early March. All you have to do is pick a goal. You will crush it. Capricorn, on the 18th of March, assertive Mars will strut into your sign, urging you to put a badass plan into action. Don't hold back. Aquarius, a girl you meet will share one of your most rando interests and could quickly become a new bestie. Pisces, during the full moon on the 1st, your Piscean charms will be irresistible. Time to break the ice with you-know-who. Well, I don't think you have to wait till worry that the 1st has passed. You could probably do that any time. All right, we're going to get on to a pretty long story here. But it looks like it's going to be a really good one. It's from the March issue of Glamour magazine. And it is entitled, Is the World Ready for Powerful Female Friendships? It's 2018, and people still like to see women catfight. Kayleen Schaefer explains how to kill that decades-old stereotype once and for all. A couple of years ago, I did something I hadn't done since second grade. I had a birthday party and invited only women. I'd just moved into the apartment I'd bought on my own, and suddenly it hit me in a way it hadn't when I was busy applying for the mortgage and selecting a stove I would never use, that the space was totally mine. I'd never expected to live alone. I thought my track would be to go from splitting a place with roommates to sharing one with my husband. But now I was in a one-bedroom for which I'd hand-picked every single item, down to the white plate that went over the intercom. It was like living in my own fingerprint. This transition felt special, and the more I thought about it, the more I wanted my friends to commemorate it with me. A dozen women came over. I peeked at them in the living room while I was in the kitchen, and they looked so relaxed around my coffee table, talking to one another as easily as if they did this every Wednesday, even the ones who'd never met before. I thought, I love this. These women seemed as at home as I was. Recently, I remembered that night when I read that while shooting Ocean's 8, Sarah Paulson was asked if she thought there would be, quote, actress infighting, end quote, among her 7 co-stars. Not in the slightest, Paulson said. I've never had anything like that happen on set. It's sort of sad, really, that that would be the expectation. I'm pretty confident that Brad and George were never asked if they'd get in a tiff while making Ocean's 11. So why is there still a widespread perception that a bunch of girls can't all get together and be cool? Why doesn't the world see what I saw that night in my apartment? Catfights, an abridged history. To find answers, I had to look only as far as pop culture. For decades, when TV shows or movies showed more than one woman in a room, we were in for some nasty conflict. In the 50s and 60s, the catfight, say, two women wrestling while wearing lingerie, was a staple of fetish films and low-budget B-movies. The legendary feud between Bette Davis, and Joan Crawford made headlines at the same time the male bonding exemplified by the Rat Pack, which included Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and Dean Martin, was near universally celebrated. Fast forward to today, and the knee-jerk reaction to a group of women remains. If we don't outright hate each other, we're only pretending to get along. It even pops up in our everyday language. The term frenemies, for example, almost exclusively applies to women's friendships. No matter how effusive women are about each other, outsiders, and sometimes the women themselves, often perceive a rivalry. This makes for women who appear to be nice to each other, but don't necessarily like each other. An idea that stems from 2 incompatible things we're taught from childhood. We should be good girls, and if another woman gets something, an award, a promotion, or even a committed relationship, another one of us won't. Women are socialized to believe we can't like and compete with one another at the same time. But thankfully, this is one trope that's starting to end, as we see more depictions of female friendships, both fictionalized, think Hilary Duff and Sutton Foster's co-worker friendship dynamic on Younger, and real, like that between tennis champions Serena Williams and Caroline Wozniacki. It's hard and lonely at the top, Williams has said. That's why it's so fun to have Caroline. Enter girl squads. Though hashtag squad goals is now a dusty hashtag, it marked a shift in how people view female friendships. Most popular in the back half of 2015, hashtag squad goals and hashtag girl squads applied to many groups, from a bunch of cute puppies to the Teletubbies, but mostly to women who were flashing peace signs on the beach, flanking a bride, or even showing up to support friends enduring genuine hardships, like treatment for cancer. Taylor Swift's squad, which included actresses Dakota Johnson and Hailee Steinfeld, and models Gigi Hadid and Karlie Kloss, became legendary. Hadid once explained that their crew hoped to, quote, inspire other women to be proud of the power you all have when you're together, which can be amplified so much by each person. We don't want to be like other generations who are infamous for their cattiness. We want to be the new generation. Their photos showed women chipping away at the old catfighting trope. Finally, some visual evidence that we could define our own friendships. But Swift's squad sparked some heated controversy for being all white and model perfect. Taylor Swift's girl squad is actually anti-feminist, one headline read. Critics pointed out that such groups could be less about friendship and more about exclusion, the digital version of clicks, with the hashtag squad goals having the same effect as the Mean Girls line, you can't sit with us. Friendships Unboxed. That Taylor takedown, it was largely about one photo on her Instagram feed, which also often includes women like Leslie Jones and Tiffany Haddish. I'd argue this incident shows just how much the world distrusts female friend packs. I get it. I had internalized the idea that women in groups are scary. When I stood outside of one in the middle school yard or sorority house lunchroom, I couldn't see how I fit into one of these circles, and I didn't know if I really wanted to. That's why it's so important to see depictions of our friendships in all their complex glory, both on screen and off. More nuanced images change the narrative that says women are, on some level, adversaries. We are comfortable seeing men compete and collaborate. Just think of the countless examples of men doing business on the golf course without ever questioning the validity of their friendships. Women often have to actively push against ideas about whether it's even possible for us to mix business and pleasure. But when we do, we wipe away that distrust and make way for unimaginable possibilities. And then there's a quote here. My girlfriends give me what I always thought I got from men, strength and reliability. It was a real-life friendship between Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon that jump-started the HBO series Big Little Lies. The two wanted to work together on a project focused on women and found the right one in Leanne Moriarty's novel. On stage at the 2017 Emmys, Kidman said in her acceptance speech, "This is a friendship that then created opportunities." That was true for them and the other women who worked on the show. And when we see women run projects, find success and win awards, it signals to the wider culture that there is a need for these stories. Phoebe Robinson has said she was tired of working with mostly white men in comedy world. She wanted to see more women, people of color, and queer people. So when she met Jessica Williams while working at The Daily Show, they didn't compete for more airtime. They banded together to make something new. Their podcast, Two Dope Queens, has been so successful that they'll co-host 4 HBO specials this year. And more important, they're helping to bring more traditionally marginalized voices to the fore. And of course, the hashtag MeToo movement shows what happens when women start from a position of believing one another. That support has allowed countless women to come forward and tell their stories, at work, to their loved ones, to the media. And then more than 300 powerful women like Shonda Rhimes, Octavia Spencer, and Natalie Portman came together to launch the Time's Up Coalition to help women in sectors including farming and housekeeping seek legal recourse for workplace harassment. The idea is to lift other women up rather than believe that there is room for only one woman at the top. That bolstering can happen on a smaller scale, too. When my friend Erica put one of my stories in her newsletter, she wasn't worried that I somehow might outshine her. She was proud to share my unique point of view, which got the attention of my eventual book agent. I've realized that my girlfriends give me what I always thought I got from men, strength and reliability. The respect I have for these women opened up a wider scope in my heart. No matter how vulnerable I might feel, they remind me that it's going to be okay. They make me feel safe. All right, here's an article full steam ahead. Time's up. The women behind Time's Up, the initiative launched to end inequality in the workplace, are just getting started. Right before awards show season, more than 300 women in the entertainment industry launched Time's Up, an initiative inspired by #MeToo, with the goal of creating lasting change for all women. It made waves at the Golden Globes, where actresses and actors wore black in solidarity. Glamour caught up with three members, Uzo Aduba, Tessa Thompson, and Amber Tamblyn, to talk about what's next. Glamour. There was some blowback when the idea came up for everyone to wear black at the Globes. Time's Up quieted that. Amber Tamblyn. A black dress is just one gesture. Our hope is that we can take our bodies, which have been used as ornaments throughout history, and be able to say, we don't belong to anybody anymore. We don't tolerate abuse anymore. We're not asking for permission to change things. We're just changing them. Tessa Thompson. We're making wider demands on the industry, all industries, to create a culture that's safe for all people. Everyone feels excited by Time's Up and the bigger initiatives happening around gender parity. That work continues after awards season. Amber, this isn't a moment, this is a movement. It's going to be the new reality. Glamour, women are also far less visible than men in terms of winning awards overall. A woman has won Best Director only once in Golden Globes history. Amber, the disparity is so deep and so obvious. Why are huge amounts of women being left out of the creative conversation? Uzo Aduba, another thing that's important is that solidarity extends beyond just women to people of color, to gender representation. Working on Orange is the New Black, for example, you see Laverne Cox out front. When you see trans people represented as one of your own nurses or your teachers, it changes how you engage with that person and how you imagine them. Glamour. What's the clearest action women should take in their own communities? Uzo. Time's Up didn't exist until a group of women got in a room and made it exist. I think oftentimes we're in the space of waiting for someone to come in and save something. Start it. Do it. And others will follow. We have a very short clip here under Love and Life. It has a picture of ex-President Obama walking with one of his daughters, and it says, "Walk it out." Things don't have to be so extra between you and your parents. A recent study found that when family members spent time together in nature, their relationship improved. Researchers had pairs of mothers and daughters, although the findings likely apply to dads and siblings too, go for a walk outside and then for one in a mall. The stroll outdoors led to a greater sense of unity, closeness, and an ability to get along. That's because natural environments help restore your attention span, which makes better communication easier. You don't have to go on a hike deep in the woods for it to work. Even a 20-minute walk around the neighborhood can help. Bye, family drama. All right. And then our next article is, this was from 17, and this one also is from 17. 17's Cool Schools 2018. We started your college list for you. You're welcome. Consider your passion. Then check out these schools that can help you make your mark on the world. All right, if you like art and film, Art Center College of Design, Pasadena, California. Wonder Woman was co-produced by an alum. But the school teaches about more than making blockbusters. Why? Even big-name directors make commercials to pay the bills. So the college offers courses on how to create short films for brands like Volkswagen. Non-film majors include transportation design. Graduate Michelle Christensen was Acura's first female car designer. Also look at Colorado College, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here you'll have the opportunity to make a documentary film that could be aired on PBS. You can also network with accomplished directors at the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival, held at the college every November. If you're into activism, Beloit College, Beloit, Wisconsin. It says a lot that this school named a program #GetWoke. Here you can link up with one of the many student-led activist groups on campus, such as Feminist Collective, Sexuality and Gender Alliance, Students for an Inclusive Campus, and Black Students United. And speaking of getting woke, the Weisberg Program in Human Rights funds students who want to do a human rights project over break. Also look at Tufts University, Medford, Massachusetts. Its 1+4 program lets students take a gap year before enrolling, setting them up with a full-time service op in the U.S. or abroad. If you're into politics, Rutgers University, New Brunswick, New Jersey. We all want to see more women in government, and this school is making it happen. At the Eagleton Institute's Center for American Women and Politics, students can apply for an internship where initiatives include tracking female candidates and office holders. Better yet, prep to put your own hat in the ring. The RU Running program, launched in 2016 in partnership with the League of Women Voters of New Jersey, connects students with office holders for training on how to campaign. Also look at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa. No university will bring you closer to the Iowa caucuses. In 2016, students who worked on the Iowa Caucus Project helped organize campaign events and delivered behind-the-scenes journalism. If you are into STEM, Carnegie Mellon University, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Join a strong community of female coders. Here, the computer science class of 2020 is nearly 50% female. There's even a Women at SCS group, which runs a Big Sister, Little Sister program for undergraduates and helps female computer science majors and fellowships find fellowships and grants. Job and internship prospects aren't too shabby either. Recent CS students have ended up at Google, Amazon, Facebook, Pinterest, Squarespace, and Disney. Also look at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, Illinois. The Women in Engineering, WIE, program will hook you up with a female mentor in a class above you. Monthly workshops called WIE Lead bring in female alumni to connect with students. And if you're into business, Belmont University, Nashville, Tennessee. Imagine running your own store before you graduate. Here, entrepreneurship majors have the chance to open a business in the city. This year's student-run shops include House Of, a boutique that highlights local designers, and Boulevard Record Shop, a vinyl lover's paradise equipped with listening stations. Hone your idea with the help of the school's entrepreneurs in residence, including Victoria Kopyar, founder of women's activewear brand VK Sport. Also look at Bucknell University in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Courses here include Understanding Consumers and Design Realization, #RealWorldPrep. Okay, Allure Beauty Box, French Girl Beauty Basics. Say oui to red lip, lacquered lashes, and glowing skin with our new classics, including a full-size highlighter from CLE. Value $52. Your first box, $10. At allure.com/signup now. And in that box, you can get Juicy Beauty Phyto-Pigments Liquid Lip in Gwyneth, Youth to the People Age Prevention Superfood Cream, CLE Cosmetics Essence Moonlight Cushion in Glinting Buff, Skin Fix Lip Repair Balm in Minty Mint, and Tarte Tartist Lash Paint Mascara. Looks like fun. All right, finally, body and health. Master this move. There's a girl striking a pose with her, she's standing on only her left leg with her right leg up, with her foot all the way up to her hip, bent to her hip, and both of her arms pressing together up, reaching to the sky with her eyes looking up. Strike a pose. In a junk mood, you really can namaste those bad vibes away. A new study found that college students who did yoga were less anxious and depressed than those who didn't. It's believed the exercise has unique benefits. It boosts feel-good hormones, while the mindfulness element teaches you to be kinder to yourself. Yeah. And it says, master this move. Stretches like tree pose, which is what I was explaining, help rid your body of fiery emotions. Stand with feet together. Bring your right foot up to your inner thigh. Maris is a pro and took it the next level here. Then extend your arms and gaze toward the sky. Take 5 to 8 breaths, then repeat on the other leg. All right, we're going to end with Bye from 17. Would you rather be able to lay your own chocolate eggs or have a lifetime supply of Peeps? Star in a superhero movie or play the lead in a movie musical? Lose all your Insta followers or all the photos from your camera roll? Be named best actress at the Oscars or win a gold medal at the Olympics? Go to prom wearing a swimsuit or spend spring break in a prom dress? Wear stripes every day or wear florals every day? Those are the important questions I will leave with you, but they're fun. Ask your friends and see how you guys respond. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anika Gal, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.